Shalom to all. Today's after Yerushalmi Shabbos, Tav Zayin. We're starting about the fourth line with the words of Amar Rabbi Yosa and the Vilna Tzur. It's near the end of Hayom and Beis. And today's after sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. We continue talking about different types of karmelis. Amar Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa says Iskupa Shamru. The Iskupa that was mentioned in the Brisa, Iskupa literally means a threshold. So this Iskupa that we're referring to is Ruchava Arba Ve'Inu Gvaya Asara. It's 4 tefachim wide, but not 10 tefachim tall. Because in Tamer Gvaya Asara Ruchava Arba, if you want to say it was 10 tefachim tall, 4 tefachim wide, Rishos Bifnei Atzmaihu. That's its own Rishos. It's Rishos Hayachid. And wouldn't have the din of a karmel as an intamer gvaya asara ve'en ruchav arba. If you want to say it's 10 tefachim tall and it's not 4 tefachim wide, hadad mar chiz b'shem asi. This is the same thing that Rav Chizah said in the name of Asi. 2 daf ago, kana nuts b'rishus harabim. If a thin pole is stuck in the rishus harabim, gvaya asara tefachim, it's 10 tefachim tall, mutter l'kan ul'kan. One's allowed to use it in both sides, v'ad shel yachlif, as long as he doesn't switch. Meaning, if a person's in rishus hayachid, he's allowed to put on and take off from this pole, or if he's in rishus harabim, he's allowed to put on and take off this pole, as long as he doesn't put on from the rishus hayachid and then take off in the rishus harabim, but he's allowed to use the pole freely from either Rishos because of Makam Ptur, Elokin and Ankaimin, it must be this is what we're referring to. This is the proper Girsa, Biruchava Arba, Veloig Vayasara, that the scupa that we're talking about in this Braisa is 4 tefachim wide, but it's not 10 tefachim tall. On to another din regarding this scupa, is scupa Lashavreya Pesach, a threshold that's in front of the entranceway. Acherim Baimim, Acherim say, calls Mancha Pesach Basuach, if the door is open, Kula Kilfnim. So the entire scupa is considered like inside the house, it's like Rishos Yachid. Null, if the door is closed, Kula Kilchutz, the entire scupa is considered outside. Now the question is, Man Ankaimin, what are we referring to? In Makura, if this scupa is roofed, for example, the roof of the house extends over this scupa, over the threshold, afilu nol, even if the door is closed, kul kelfnim, the entire thing should be treated as inside because it has four walls. How is that possible? Well, we have the two sides of the threshold, that's basically the doorway. The door itself is a third side that encloses it. And then we have the concept, which you mentioned previously, pitik or yard v'saisim, that the top of the roof extends downwards, and that's considered like a mechitza as well. So there's four mechitzas around this scupa, and that would make it like a rishus hayachid. So I was saying if the door is closed, it's considered like outside. And in b'she'ena makura, if you want to say that the roof doesn't extend over this scupa, over the threshold, afilu pasurach kul kilchutz. Even if the door is open, the entire scupa should be considered like outside because it only has three mechitzas. And so where do we see that if the door is open, it's like this, but if it's closed, it's like that? Alakenan kaiman, rather, this is what we're referring to, b'she'chatzia makura v'chatzia'ena makura. It's where half of this scupa is covered by the roof and the other half is not covered by the roof, and therefore it makes a difference if the door is open or closed. If it's open, then we'll be able to use the inside wall of the house as the fourth mechitza, and that makes it cool kilafnim. But if the door's closed, then we only have four walls on part of the iskupa. Because remember, the other half of the iskupa doesn't have a roof covering it. So that means the whole iskupa, this entire threshold, doesn't have four mechitzas. Now, just further clarify, ma'u na'ol kula kilchutz. In regards to what did the Braisa say, that if the door is closed, it's considered that the entire thing is outside. Would you think to say that mutal shtamash mitaycha lechutz umin chutz latoycha, that it'd be permitted to use the iskupa from it to outside or from outside to it? Meaning, if a person's standing there, shus rabim, he'd be allowed to place on and take off certain things from the scupa, and there's no issue of itza because the scupa is considered rishus harabim. That can't be because at best it's a karmelis, which we know is usher to transfer from rishus harabim into it or from it into rishus harabim. And at worst, it would be considered a rishus hayachid da'iraisa, which of course would make it usher to transfer from the rishus harabim into it or from it to the rishus harabim. So what does that mean? If the door is closed, it's considered like a chutz. And even if you want a taina, it means that a person inside the house is not allowed to put anything on the scupa. Well, how is he going to do that if the door is closed? He's not able to access the scupa. So the answer to that is b'shaya pesachar, that there's actually a hole in the door. It's in reference to that case where we say that kul kilchutz asol shtamash mitaycha lechur minachur l'taycha, one is not allowed to access this scupa, he's not allowed to put anything on it to and from this hole. Rav Nosson tells us na'ol kul kilchutz, if the door's closed, the entire scupa is considered outside. Pasuach, if it's open, chatzio kilfnim v'chatzio kilchutz, half of it's considered inside and half of it's considered outside, meaning the half of the scupa which is covered by the roof is considered like inside the house, but the other half that's not covered is considered like outside the house. Ask Gemara, hold on 1 second. V'loy kain tzavrana meimar, didn't we already explain to say iskupa arba, that the scupa that we're talking about is 4 tefachim wide? And since that's the case, and as we said, that only half of this iskupa has a roof over it, that means that the inner half, the one that does have the roof, that's closer to the house, that's considered like a 100% rishus hayachid. And the other half, even though it doesn't have a roof on it, that's only 2 tefachim wide. Now that just makes it a makam ptur, and it's batal to the rishus hayachid that it's right next to. So it should be permitted to use even that 2 tefachim that doesn't have the roof over it. So how could Rav Nosson say that half is considered kilchutz and we're not allowed to use that half? And on this, the Gemara answers, Me'achar shein al pesach kul kilchutz, since when he closes the door, the entire thing is considered outside, af pesach pasuach, even when the door is open, we're machmir and we say, chatzik kilfnim v'chatzik kilchutz, that half is considered inside and half is considered outside. Now it's now based on top, moving on to halacha beis. Mishnah tells us, Lo yeshev adam l'fnei ha-sapar samach l'mincha ad she'yispalel, a person is not allowed to sit down in front of the barber before mincha until he davens. This is not talking about Erev Shabbos. This is just talking about a regular day before the start time of mincha, a person ought to sit down and take a haircut until he davens mincha, because we don't want him to get caught up and forget about davening. Furthermore, a person is not to go into the bathhouse or into the bursaki, which is the tannery, and begin his work over there, not to sit down to eat a suda, and not to judge a din Torah. And again, this is all before the start time of mincha. However, in Meschilu, if they did start one of these activities, in Mafsikin, we don't have to stop them. We do have to stop to say Shema, but we don't have to stop to daven Shema in Esrei. And the Gemara is going to explain all this. Now we quote the beginning of the Mishnah, Leishiv Adam Fenas Aparva Chulu, and here we have Anan Taninon. We learned in our Mishnah, Samach LeMincha, whereas Tanya Rebchia taught in Nebraisa, Samach LeChashecha, that all these things are not allowed to be done close to when it gets dark, meaning close to the end of the day, the end time of Mincha. And it's not a stira, it's not like our Mishnah and Rebchia are contradicting each other. Masisin Tzrichel Masniyasa Rebchia, and Masisin Rebchia Tzrichel Masisin. Our Mishnah needs Rebchia's Braisa, and Rebchia's Braisa needs our Mishnah, meaning both of them help each other. If Rebchi only taught his braisa and we didn't have our Mishnah, Havin and Amrin, we would say the loy Amar el Chashecha. The Rebchi's dinim only applied to right before dark, Amincha loy. But in regards to the start time of Mincha, there's no issue of doing these things. And it's only us to do these things all the way at the end of the day, which is the end time of Mincha. But at the beginning time of Mincha, there wouldn't be an issue to do these things. Avot Tzorchel Masisin, that's what we need our Mishnah to say, that even at the beginning, at the start time of Mincha, one's allowed to do these things until he davens. And Ayilu Tanina Nan, that's the proper gear saw, if we only had our Mishnah and we didn't have Rebchia's Braisa, Havin and Amrin, then we would say, Kulin de Taninan Mincha, Mincha, Vakulin de Taninan Chashecha, Chashecha. Anything that has the word Mincha attached to it is referring to the start time of Mincha, and anything that has the word Chashecha, dark, attached to it, that has to do with dark. That's referring to the next Mishnah that we're going to have in Tudaf. It tells us that a tailor is not allowed to go outside with his needle, Samacha Chashecha, Erev Shabbos, because he might end up carrying it inadvertently. And so if we didn't have Rebchia's Braisa, we would think that these are two separate things. We have our Mishnah that's discussing Mincha, and those things only apply to the beginning of Mincha, and then we have other things they're speaking about regards to Shabbos, and those have to do with Chashecha, and there's no crossover between them. And therefore, Man Tanasa Mincha, that which we have in our Mishnah, Mincha, and Utanasa Rebchia Ruba, Chashecha. Rebchia Ruba, which is Rebchia Gadol, Rebchia the Great, he taught in his Braisa Chashecha. Hadha Amra, Fil Chashecha, the Tani in the Basra, Mincha he. That tells us that the word Chashecha that we see later on also applies to Mincha, which means all the things that we see in the next Mishnah that says you can't do it, Samachta getting dark, that Isra actually applies even Samach LeMincha, which is way earlier. Now, we have a different explanation to this. Chananya ben Acha, Rabbi Shaya Omar, he says, Masnisa ba'amei aretz. Our Mishnah is talking about Amei Ratzim. We have to be extra careful with them, and therefore they're told that they're not allowed to do these things before the start time of Mincha, whereas Ma'an Tani Reb Chia b'chaveirin. Reb Chia was talking about chaveirin, Tamidei Chachamim, that they only need to be told, don't do these things before it gets dark, because that's the end time of Mincha. It's only then that they have to be warned to be careful with this. Now, here's our third answer, Rabban de Kesar Namrin, Masnisa Kreb Yuda. Our Mishnah is going like Kreb Yuda, whereas Ma'an Tani Reb Chia k'rabanon. Reb Chia's brass is going like the Rabbanon. We have Machlekes Maseches Brachas. Up until when during the day a person is allowed to daven Mincha, Reb Yehuda holds it's up until Plaga Mincha, whereas Reb Chia holds it's up until Erev, up until nightfall, and that's what these two things are reflecting. Our Mishnah is Shitas Reb Yehuda, the one's only allowed to daven up until Plaga Mincha, and therefore when it says Lo Yeshiv Adam L'Fnei Asapar Samach Mincha, that's actually referring to the end time of Mincha, not the start time like we explained previously. It's the end time according to Reb Yehuda, whereas Reb Chia, when he says Chashecha, he's referring to the end time of Mincha according to the Rabbanon. And once again, we have no stira. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.